turning to the last three sections of Calvin's chapter on prayer in his Institutes of the Christian Religion, we come to section 50. The editor has entitled it Prayer at Regular Times. This section is very important, practically speaking. Calvin brings out that we've already learned in Scripture that we're to pray without ceasing. And yet, as he says, that we are very weak, that our weakness is such that it has to be supported by many aids, and our sluggishness such that it needs to be goaded. And therefore, Calvin says, it's fitting, quote, that each of us should set apart certain hours for this exercise. These hours should not pass without prayer, and during them all the devotion of the heart should be completely engaged in it. Now, notice, first of all, it might be a little surprising to think about this, certain hours. In other words, set fixed times that we discipline ourselves in the course of our daily lives to pray. We oftentimes in our modern era think of obedience, duty, discipleship as something that kind of strikes us like lightning in the bottle. Calvin here says, rightly so, that godliness is something we have to discipline ourselves unto. And prayer is no different, so that we need to set apart times in which we train ourselves, commit ourselves to seek the Lord in prayer. Second, when we do this, Calvin says these set hours, this doesn't mean that our heart's not engaged or we're just going through the motions. Maybe some of the first parts of these times of prayer need to be confessing our own sluggishness to the Lord, and that we need for Him to stir us up and awaken us to our duty. Calvin gives five times during the day that we should pray. When we rise in the morning, before we begin our daily work, when we sit down to a meal, when by God's blessing we have eaten, and when we are getting ready to retire. Now, of course, when we first wake up in the morning, this is because, as David said, my voice you will hear in the morning. We seek the Lord's help. We recognize first thing in the day that our lives are His, that they've been bought with a price, and we praise Him in the hopes that throughout the day, because we begin the day praising Him,